It's a dark, cold, rainy day, and it's a great day to talk about tax policy. And speaking of dark and gloomy, our tax code over the course of the last 100 years has accumulated into a compost pile of credits and special deductions. And what we're announcing today is that we have dove into the details of the tax code, and we're eliminating nearly 20 credits, and we are using the growth from our economy to plow into tax cuts for everyone in Wisconsin. We are going from a four-page return down to a two-page return, which I will have for copies for you. This is the new return right here, two pages versus four pages on one piece of paper, front and back. We are also moving the tax brackets from five tax brackets down to three tax brackets. And we are also moving towards treating our tax code the same way the federal government treats the tax code. For too long, Wisconsin has made moves that distance ourselves from the federal code, which has been to the expense of Wisconsin businesses and families. Wisconsin has consistently ranked in the bottom 10 states in property taxes, income taxes, and overall business taxes. Today is a strong step to move out of the bottom 10. Will it put us in the top 10? Not this year, but we are on a course that will bring us out of the bottom 10, and as we grow our economy based on these reforms, you have our commitment that we will continue to plow that economic growth into a fairer, more just tax code. The tax credits that we are eliminating today are tax credits that have been put in place largely by special interest. These tax credits are used by less than 1% of filers, and all the revenue associated from deleting these credits will be applied to tax cuts for everybody. We, in particular, have focused on everyone in our population in Wisconsin. Our lower income residents in Wisconsin are protected with a strengthened earned income tax credit. The homestead credit is retained, and the bottom tax rate is supported in Governor Walker's plan, which goes from 4.6 to 4.5%. This tax plan strongly focuses on the middle class. We are collapsing the middle class bracket, which goes from $14,000 all the way up to approximately $350,000, into one tax bracket that will be at 5.9%. We have a long ways to go in Wisconsin. If you look at our neighbor to the south, Illinois, everyone in Illinois pays 5%. Illinois millionaires are paying a 5% rate, and Wisconsin's middle income class, even after these reforms, is at 5.94%. Are we heading in the right direction? Yes. This is a strong move that will save Wisconsin's families over $500. And in particular, the other moves that we're going to do in this budget put the savings for a family over $1,000. For example, because of the work that this body has done getting into the details, last week we froze University of Wisconsin tuition. And as a direct result of that, if you have a family where both earners are making $40,000 a year and they have a child at University of Wisconsin-Madison, that family will save over $1,500 in this proposal. I want to thank with us today. We have, throughout this process, listened to small business owners. We've listened to the accountants that actually put the returns together. And it's been a one-year process supported by the speaker to really dive into the heart of our tax code and understand it and make changes. With us today are from the manufacturing community, Aaron and Mary, from Flexion and Stanek Tools. We also have small business owners, Casey, Lori, Jim, and John here, that from a small business perspective could speak to what this does for them. And the accountants that we have here, Hank, Brian, and Jim, can speak to at the working family levels what this means for the people they do taxes for, and also for businesses, and how this encourages business to invest in employees and invest in new equipment in Wisconsin. With that being said, I'm sure you want to talk about the details of the accounting, but I thought it'd be easier just to open this up for your questions, and based on your questions, we could address those and move forward. I will leave it with this. Historically in this building, the way tax cuts has been done is tax cuts have been pushed into future years so that other bodies have to pay for those tax cuts. This is the first tax cut that's done in decades that is fiscally responsible. It is paid for based on the economic growth that this body has created over the last 2 years of our strong reforms. And the structural deficit that's created is very manageable to eliminate with the same growth that we've seen over the past 2 years. So this is fiscally responsible, but it's the most responsible thing to do for Wisconsin working families and businesses.